chazer over what we did and then go to the next step. So what we learned so far was that there's besides for the isser of melacha on Chol HaMoed, there's an isser of schira of pragmatia on Chol HaMoed. The isser of pragmatia on Chol HaMoed is buying and selling, and also renting, by the way. That would mean that you're not allowed to do transactions of buying, selling, or rentals on Chol HaMoed. And the only time that it's permitted is what Rava says in Moed Katan, which is Davar Ovid is Mutter. What's Davar Ovid? So on Davar Ovid, we had two Mahalchim. Tosis basically says Davar Ovid means Davar Ovid min HaKeren. Means you have to lose out from the Karen. And we have two pshatim, what it means from the Karen. One pshat is it's from the principal investment, which is very machmer dikra pshat. Means that as long as you can make back the money you invested into it, which the Chazon Ish says includes your time and whatever, other expenses, then that's fine. So even if on Chol HaMoed the prices will dramatically go down, so let's say it's the end of the fall season or whatever, it's the end of the summer season, and you're going into the fall in places in the country that have seasons, so then the idea would be that it's as long as you could sell it even in the off season for more than what you bought it for, so then the halacha would be that it's mutter. We paskin, I think you can be makel based on the Rivash and others that say that that's not the case, that as long as you would have to sell it for less than what it's worth now. That's also called Davar Ovid because what's in your Rishus is already called you have it. And therefore, to not utilize and maximize that which is in your Rishus is considered a Davar Ovid. Okay? So now that door doesn't close probably. So the to not have what's in your, not be able to maximize that which is in your Rishus is going to be considered a Davar Ovid. Okay, in addition to that, a unique opportunity is also considered Davar Ovid. So if you have a shuk, a yom shuk, or you have shiara, people coming in and out, that they will not be around after Yom Tov, that's also going to be called a Davar Ovid. Okay, so we had the question about mitzia. What about the case of the fish? When there was a mitzia, that was a one-time opportunity. So there we were mechalek, that the Sharetzion goes with the first teretz of the Ravid, that by mekach u'memkar, the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is, that by mekach u'memkar, which is, here, his lashon is a gishmak lashon, he says, I was wondering why I'm in the middle of Sukkot, because I was in tough reish lamed, not tough kuf lamed. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah's lashon is, Mitzia aser, afshalu yimtza oisam la'achar moed. Even though you're not going to find that mitzia after Yom Tov, v'loy domi li'shayara she'ena mitzuya, d'sharina le'el mekach u'memkar, mishum rafcha, d'shayni, here's Lashon, d'shayni mekach u'memkar, d'chaye odom u'parnasosoy tolui bazeh. This is your parnas, you need this. V'daita mazeh tamid, and you're always looking for a deal. You're always looking for that opportunity to make a deal. Hilka choshev p'seda, that's part of your work. If you don't do it, you're going to lose money. Mashiach b'mitzia, it's rafcha ba'alma. So that's where we ended off last time. Next question is, let's go into a few new questions. One question is, what about the opposite way? We're talking about you have schira and you want to utilize the value of your schira. What about, and therefore, if there's someone that's willing to pay you a price and you won't be able to match that price later, right? So if it's just a total, if it's a brand new opportunity, fine, but even if it's you're going to have to sell it less than the price of now. What happens if you have an opportunity to buy? The other way around. There's an opportunity to buy because something is on sale. So you sell computers, and there's a very good sale now from one of the manufacturers that you'll be able to utilize a very good sale. So that's the same thing. So the Ramban says it's different. The Ramban says you can't, that's different. The yisoid of the first heter is that when I have something in my rishus, so now I'm allowed to utilize the value of that rishus because that's what it is. It's pragmatia. What it's here for is to sell it. That is what it's. That's my value that I have in it. Is that I have the value I have in it is to sell it. So therefore, if I don't maximize that value, I'm losing. Because that's my whole value in it. But says the Ramban, the other way around is not like that. You have money. You wanna buy to make money. So don't buy it. Well, you don't have a chayv to buy it. And therefore,
wouldn't that be different than a metziah? Like, what would be the halamina? Metziah was awesome.
Okay, that's his point.
That's what he said.
Worse, right. So that's Mamash's lashon. His lashon is that you see from there near shaloi hutar b'moyed ella hefsid davar shebershusoy. And therefore, schoira I have in my rishus. Aval hanachas revach b'davar shaloi b'alir shusoy. Aser. That's the Ramban. Mamili, he says, a chiluk between buying and selling. Okay? Selling is mutter. Buying is aser. Now, the...
The nachum remaining by the fish is... It was in the CSM. I'm not in that market.
Right. But
here, I'm in this. This is my
okay.
business.
So what I think is... Know. Right. Exactly. So the other way to say it, not like that. Lamaisa, we paskin not like this Ramban. Because the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is... So Shulchan Aruch Paskin is not like the Ramban that you're allowed to buy or sell from a unique opportunity from these people. So the question is, what's the pshat in the Cholkim on the Ramban? The Ramban seems to have a good svara that a davar avid is being maniach that revach you have in your rishus already. So when you bought Tzchaira for $10 and the price of it based in your store is 20, so now your Karen is 20, let's say, because to miniach that is, you're not miniach to miniach the price, because that's your whole value in the shoe. I assume the pshat in the Ramban is, you have money, it's fine, so you have money, so it's just a question of more revach. So l'chaira, the pshat in the Ramban is that when you're in a business setting, the value of your money is only how much money you can make off the money. It's the same thing, is that the money that I have is worth the money that I can make from it. And mimela, that's why the most expensive commodity is cash, right? Lemaisa, at the end of the day. You pay more for cash than you pay for anything else. Because the cash is the, for a business person, the cash is the ability to make more money. So the Ramban says not like that, because the Ramban says, if there's a unique opportunity to buy something at a cheap price for your personal needs, you're allowed. Because if you don't buy it now, then after Yom Tov, if you're going to have to buy it for more, then there's another of it on a personal level. So that everyone agrees is mutter. So if you're away for Yom Tov, if you're in Chol Moed, and they're selling something in the place that you're in is much cheaper than the place you live, and when after Yom Tov, you're going to go home, you have a Matzi Yom Tov flight, you're going home Matzi Yom Tov, the only time you have the opportunity to buy it is in that place. So forget business. For your own personal needs, it's mutter, even if they'll do Yom Tov. Because it's the davar avid. Rabbi Yashiv says, great psak, one of my favorite psakim. So he says, if a young married daughter is home with her mother for a chol moed, and if she goes shopping a chol moed, her mother's going to pay her the bill. But if she goes home, the mother, she's going to have to pay it herself. She's allowed, it's a davar avid, and she's allowed to go with the mother. Right? So the for your own personal need, is mutter any davar?
It's not such a
favorite psak. I'm getting to the point that I'm not going to like that psak either. So he holds it's a davar. So for personal needs, that's for sure called davar avid because you need the item, and the question is just how much you're going to pay for it. But in a business setting, says Dr. Ramban, it's not like that. So what are the Cholkim and the Ramban, which is the Halachal Maisa, what do they hold? They hold not like that. They hold, that's very nice. When you're in a personal setting, the purpose of your money is to live. When you're in a business setting, the purpose of your money is to run your business. The same way that your Schara, the value of it is what you can make of it. The same way the value of your Schara is not what you paid for it. The value of your Schara is what you could sell it for. So turning the Schara into cash is your business. So turning your cash into Schara is also your business. That is the business. So therefore, it will be a davar avid not to utilize your cash in the most efficient way. Because your cash in your business equals the schar you can get for it. And therefore, not utilizing the cash is going to be considered a davarav, and that's how we paskin. Okay, now, let's take that to another step, which is a machlokes rishonim, fascinating machlokes rishonim. Are you allowed on Chol HaMoed to lend money? So, first of all, you're allowed to lend money on Chol HaMoed, because lending money, as most people that have lent money know, does not make you money. Maybe it's a davar avid to lend the money, to lend. But you're definitely not making money by lending money, right? So lending money is a chesed. Interest-free. Interest-free, lending money is a chesed, and therefore you're allowed to lend money. It's not called business. It's not called parkmatia. You're allowed to lend money. Shalos, what about to lend money to a guy with interest? So lemaisa, we paskin that it's considered parkmatia and it's aser. It's aser. And again, unless
you
have
to
that's your business or not? Okay, so it's aser. And unless you have like a client that you know comes back all the time, and if you push him away, that he's never gonna come back, then it's a real davar avid. But other than that, generally speaking, you're not allowed to lend money at Chol HaMoed, even though you're making money off of it. So and it sounds like even if a guy would come out of the blue and say, hey, I want to borrow your money at a crazy percent, and this guy's not going to come back later, but it's not, that's not considered davar avid, and it would just be considered menias revach. So what's the pshat? But there, others argue on that. The Meiri in Ma'od Katan argues, others argue. So the pshat is, in the Machloikis, is there's three levels. The Ramban says, your money is just for you to live. We don't look at money as part of your business. We paskin, no, the money is part of your business, and therefore the value of the money is what you can make with the money. But that's all buying schar. But what is the value of the money, include in it the interest for giving away the money? So according to my father, economically speaking, that is the value of the money. The value of the money is the interest, for sure. But my salah, we don't paskin like that. Lalach, we paskin that's extra money. That's what? So la halacha we paskin that it's called minyas revach. So the Meiri holds holding on to money where I could be utilizing the full potential of the money by lending it with interest is going to be called a davar avid not to do that. And la halacha I think we paskin not like that. And I think that the pshat is that we look at interest because the Torah asks interest. So we look at interest as extra money, and therefore since we look at interest as extra money. Therefore, even though it's motzah to a goy, but it's extra money, it's revach, you can make off your money, it's not included in the value of the money, and therefore holding on to it, even at 0% right now, it's just sitting idle in my bank, is not going to be considered a davar avid.
So what if it's not
even if it's a unique opportunity?
So what about, so how's it come out now?
The same way that's davar pashut.
No, I want to deposit money in the bank.
Okay, so the same way it's a davar pashut. The same way it's a davar pashut. Let me just bring it out better. The same way it's a davar pashut. A guy comes, you're not a stockbroker or anything like that. You're a simple guy. A guy comes to you and says, give me money, I'll put it into the stock market just for a week, I'll bring it back to you at 35%. Unbelievable, whatever. Right. Lemaisa, that's davar pasha that you're not allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed because it's a very nice thing, but that's not your business, and therefore it's like a metzia, and therefore it's also, it's not included in the value of the money. So hu adin, borrowing with interest is the same thing. Because we don't look at the money sitting idle as davar avid of the money, okay?
Even though the money is constantly losing its value.
That's what I'm saying. The other way to look at it, which is the Meiri's pshat, is that the value of the money is the interest you can make off it. That is the interest rate defines the value or the depreciation of the money sitting sitting idle. We don't look at it. I think that's the machlokes Hashem. It's interesting machlokes. So what I'm saying is that there's three levels. The Ramban holds that the money really is not translated into value at all. It's just what you can live off of, and therefore, you know, we don't give you a right to maximize to even purchase things at a for your business. But we paskin you could purchase things for your business if you're not going to be able to purchase them later. And as far as that's the value of the money to purchase schara, but regarding interest, we paskin that would not be mutter. Now you want to know, are you allowed to open a bank account?
Or just deposit. I have an interest bearing account.
Right.
I just want to deposit money and I don't call money.
Right. Right.
And it's gonna be gaining interest.
Yeah, so he talks about that in the Sefer actually. There's no tircha, right? So therefore, what are you going to do? You're going to
take the money out there of Yontif and bring it back.
If I cared, it may be a tircha right the other way. Let's say you have.
I have to go find a random savings account.
I have to stop it. I have direct deposit. The money just goes in there.
No, that's stop.
They're not doing anything. You mean that's not store at all?
I don't think so.
Yeah, let's say.
I'm not exactly sure what this means. Lachin Osir Lizgor Kesef Betochnit Chischun Bebank. Achim Yesha Tovim Yochadivim. He's calling that closing a new account. But to deposit money, I don't think is. To buy bonds and stuff like that, he's saying is Osir. But. Huh? Yeah. That's what we're saying. That's Pasher.
That's business.
That's business. But to deposit your money, I don't think is a real business deal. Myself. I don't think we look at it. I don't think we look b'chlal. This is a big question. Right. Is money put in a bank a halval really? Or we look at it like a pikadon? So actually in the Beis Din, I was speaking to a big dayan, and he said, everyone thinks it's a deposit, but it's really a loan. And Mamele had a huge, huge nafkamina la'alacha from this. Because it's a little off topic, it's a fascinating shayla. So what the halacha is, that if someone dies and there's Hilchas Yerusha, right? So if a person didn't do a will and they just want to follow the Hilchas Yerusha of the Torah, okay? They want to follow the Hilchas Yerusha of the Torah. So the Hilchas Yerusha is that the Bukhar gets Pishnayim. Bukhar gets the portion of equal to two brothers. But he only gets Pishnayim of that which was Muchzak by the father, but not that which is Roy. He doesn't get Roy. He doesn't get things which is coming to the father. Later. It's only things which the father was muchzakin. So this guy was a Bukhar, was getting all excited because the father didn't live a will, and he wants about the biggest chus for his father is that the Hilchos Yerusha should follow the Ikar Alachas with no whatever. So all the money in the bank, he gets double portion. So this Dayan wanted to say, no, the money in the bank is not a pikadon, it's a halval to the bank, and therefore them paying you back is roi, it's not muchzak, and it's roi, not muchzak, so therefore you don't get pishnayim. Now, I don't think most people look at it like that. Most people look at it, I have money in the bank, it's sitting there, right? So I'm not sure how we look at it. I'm not sure every Beis Din in the world, I'm not sure every Beis Din would pass in that way, you know?
The money's only guaranteed a certain amount. You know, the FDIC, whatever it is, they use money up to $250,000 or... and joint accounts, but at the end of the day, that's how it works. They look at the bank, look at it as a loan, because that's how they figure out their short-term interest rates, etc.
They're paying you interest.
But you're right, and you're paying, and they're paying you interest, and your money is unless you have other safety nets there, guaranteed.
Okay, so I'm not sure. I hard for me to imagine that depositing, because your intention is b'chlan not about that little money that you're making in that savings account, and so to put in a brokerage account or something like that, that's a different story. But like just depositing it, I think we look at it primarily. If a person was interested in making money, they wouldn't. That's not the place to make money.
The question is, can you put money into a mutual fund?
Right. That's not allowed. That I would think is not allowed. Now, next halacha I wanted to discuss.
No, interest rates are going down, so that's
important. Next halacha I wanted to discuss. Was opening a store, even a store, which is allowed to stay open. So whatever reason your store is, after the whole shir, whatever reason why your store is permitted to stay open. Either you sell tzorchei hamoyed, which is your bakery, so you sell tzorchei hamoyed, or maybe even a clothing store, it depends, even though you could have bought everything before. But, or any food store for that matter. Or what we discussed, which is some sort of davar avid, it's a time seasonal thing, and it's going to be some sort of davar avid, and therefore you're allowed to stay open chol moed. So Mishnah Berurah and Shulchan Aruch paskins, moed in Simon Sif Yud Aleph, in Tavkuf Lametes, he says, Moichrei peiros ksus vekelim. So things which are permitted to be sold. Moichrin betzina letzorech hamoyed. You're allowed to sell, but it has to be betzina. Keitzadim haisachanos psucha lezavis or lemavoy poseach kedarkoi. If it's on a private side street, then it's okay. But im haisa psucha lesharabim poseach achas venoyal achas. You have to leave one door closed. The erev yomtiv for achron shachagasukis. But certain days, erev shmini atzeres, when everyone's buying, it's a covered yomtiv that the store should be open and everyone's selling and busy hustle bustle for yomtiv. That's okay. But basically on chol moed, even if you're allowed to be open. Even if you're allowed to be open, you have to make a hecker. And therefore, I don't know exactly if I've seen this so much, but the truth is, even farm stores that they, you know, it's a Tzarech Yom Tov or it's a mitzvah or whatever, or food stores, anything which also sells things which are not Tzarech Hamayit. So let's say a food store. Yeah, it's true that a lot of the stuff there is a, you know, it's for Yom Tov, but a lot of things aren't, you know. So therefore that not everything that they sell is dafka letzarech hamayit. And memela, people will think if the store is open that you're allowed to just keep a store open because you're allowed to buy the other things in there. So memela, you have to make a hecker. Maybe the hecker is in the hours, maybe the hecker is in the way it's open, but there is such an idea, which is important to keep in mind. I'm not sure how well known that halacha is, but I didn't really see anybody that says not like that. And that's the halacha. The halacha is, even a store that's permitted to be open needs to make some sort of hecker, how to stay open. Okay?
What do stores do about people buying that's not the hetter? Like, in other words, people come into the store, even with the hecker, most people...
I mean, because then he's doing schira.
Guy walks in, right, and he's buying, clearly, this is not...
Right, well, you don't have to give fahara on the guy, but...
I'm saying, if it's the best, sometimes it's clear.
He's not having to wear mitzvah after,
The guy's buying, you know, 25
pounds. Yeah, I get it, like his example, right.
Whatever it is, yeah. So you have to, you can't sell it to him? Yeah, what do they do?
I'm not sure. That's a good question.
It's a fruit, like we see, like amazing savings.
But I think that's the point. The point is, if it's pretty clear that, like, I'm open for, you know, because, you know, I think that there's a way to make that, send that message. There's such a thing like that.
Right,
like,
you sent the message. But okay, bottom line is a guy standing there.
Okay, I don't know. I hear it, but that's the purpose. To avoid that situation is the purpose of this halacha.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if it's working or not. But
you don't have a key to block those signs. You sell things that are not okay for you.
No, I don't think you're mechoyer, because you don't, you know, no, I don't think so. That doesn't say that. What it says is this.
I'll read you the
lashon. The elu dvarim hamiskaimim la'achar moed. There's some things that are miskaim afterwards. Ve'ein nikar shul tzarech moed. Ve'asu le'mechash de shloikchen tzarech oil l'chein boi tzina. Okay, I don't know. I'm not sure. Now, I wanted to share with you an unbelievable halacha to show you how serious this is. This is unbelievable. This chiddush is davar nifla. So zakt the Shulchan Aruch, it's a Ramah. Mutter liknois. You're allowed to go to the store to buy letzurich yom tov sheni shel yom tov achron. You're allowed to buy food on Chol Moed for yom tov sheni. So let's say you give out candy on Simchas Torah, but you have no purpose in that candy on Shmini Atzeres. It's clearly only for Simchas Torah. So, are you allowed to buy that candy in Chol Moed? You should buy it maybe on Erev Yom Tov. You go into the store, you buy a truckload of candy, right? Why are you buying a truckload of candy? Only for Chol Moed, only for Yom Tov Sheni. Zokter Ama, hold on. Chol Moed is deraisa. Yom Tov Sheni is derabonon. So, maybe it should be usher to buy on Chol Moed for Yom Tov Sheni. That means there's a half a mean over here that Chol Moed is more chomer than Yom Tov Sheni. It's an unbelievable chiddush. So, you need a whole Ramah to come tell you. No, that goes into Tzarech Yom Tov. Yom Tov Sheni is also going into Tzarech Yom Tov. And Mamela, you're allowed to go and buy on Yom Tov, on Chol Moed for Yom Tov Sheni. And Dr. Kiveger.
What about the fact that it's a different Yom Tov
for Klal? Right, that's also a good question.
But the matter of fact that you could do that shows that because I can't buy it on Shmini Atzeres. I can't wake up, forget it, let's say we're in Tzarech. I can't wake up some store from Shmini Atzeres morning and say, let me go to the store and buy it, because that's Aser.
So I'm not buying a chalamari because I'm going to need it for that's sort of gavdu.
You ask a good lubdish shayli. Saying bishul masuk is Pesach, so now I can buy for the second days of yomtiv. You ask a bchal, forget yomtiv sheni. Why am I allowed to buy a chalamoid for shmiat teres itself? Because it's a different yomtiv. I mean, no one's going to say that you could buy on Chol Hamoed for Shavuos.
Right, but...
You're not allowed to buy stuff on Yom Tov on Chol Hamoed Pesach for Shavuos, right? L'chaira. You're not going under the category of Tzarech Yom Tov.
I
hear. It's a good, valid question.
You could do that, might answer up this Shiloh. Because it's not a matter of that it's Yom Tov Midaraisa. It's irrelevant. The fact is, I can't buy it. I need it for Simchas Yom Tov, but I can't buy it otherwise.
Okay, maybe that's the job. But I'm saying the fact is that he has a chiddush that he has to speak that out. There's no chiddush that says you're allowed to buy for the second days. That doesn't say it. But there are mussar. And Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Afilu lasus malacha gemura kigun levashel atzarech yom tov sheni shari. There would be havamina here that you can't cook the food for the yom tov sheni on Chol Hamoed. You have to cook it before. Because mechatesi, you're allowed to work and do malacha. Schaira, maybe. But Zuk Rabbi Kiva Eger, how do I know malacha? Maybe malacha not. So Rabbi Kiva Eger's mechadesh, even malacha, also you're allowed to do on Chol Hamoed for Tzarech Yom Tov Sheni. To me, this is a huge chiddush of the Chomer Adavar we're talking over here. That Chol Hamoed is taka more than Yom Tov Sheni.
What about for Shabbos? In other words,
I understand your case. Thursday, Friday, Shabbos.
Like it happened last year. So Chol Hamoed, I want to buy me.
Right, and Chami, and Chami, they talk about that. Why don't you need to make your Erev Tafshilin or in Chol Hamoed? You should make your Erev Tafshilin before you start cooking for a second day, even a Chol Hamoed. I think that Rabbi Kiva is relevant to this.
Making Erev Tafshilin itself should be answered. You don't have to make it on Chol Hamoed.
No, because the Erev Tafshilin is like being Ma'ariv. Oh, you're saying Bechlal.
If I can't, right. Same issue. Yeah. Have to make it before.
But you're not allowed to lemaise your case. If a person is making a simcha on a bar mitzvah, shavu brachos, whatever, afterwards, staka mashma here, you would not be allowed to cook on Chol Hamoed for that. Right, if you're making a Sheva Brachas sometimes else and you want to cook, probably Ribu Bashur and Mzmuta, so you want to make your whatever, your kugels and...
Unless it depends what it is, unless it's considered like for a Bar Mitzvah.
I don't know if that's a... Bar Mitzvah is not brought down over here. It's not, okay, so that I thought was a nice Chiddush. Now, a few people were asking, what is the halacha of services? Nothing to do with malacha, but we always talk about you go to work on Chol Hamoed. Don't go to work Chol Hamoed. Fine. So till now we're talking about either malacha or schaira, but there's a lot of work today that's not malacha and it's not schaira. So I work as a secretary. So I sit at a desk, answer phones, emails, whatever. So it's not real malacha. It's zikr not tircha, and I'm probably doing the same thing at home also. What is she going to do if she doesn't go to work? Also be on the phone and write emails. So it's the same thing, right? So Lemaisa, what about services? Is services included in this whole thing? Is there such a thing? I'm not going to work. What do you do at work? Nothing. I don't do anything that's really...
But she's getting paid.
Oh, you're getting paid for that. Okay, so Lemaisa... Like I said before, you're not allowed to rent on Chol Hamoed either. You're not allowed to do schiras. So that would mean, by the way, that if you have I don't know what the halacha is. I mean, I can imagine what the halacha is, but is if you have a vacation rental and you have people, and you rent it out for the first days of Yom Tov, for the second days of Yom Tov, are you allowed to make a separate rental just for Chol Hamoed? Now,
you would be able to. But you're saying it's for a guy.
Well,
it's for a
Jew. Well, it's from neighborhood and from people, right? But let's say it's still my Airbnb somewhere. They have an investment property. So if you did it beforehand, so l'chaira, it's all, I don't know when it's closed exactly. When you get the money in your account, is it closed before? If it closed before, whatever. But bottom line is, theoretically speaking, you're not allowed to do schiras on Chol Hamoed either. I don't know exactly how that applies in today's, but if you have an old-fashioned thing, I'm a man, I have a property, you call me up on the phone, on Chol Hamoed, I want to rent your property, say, bring me a check, like the regular old-fashioned way of renting would be awesome. Now, if you did an Airbnb and you reserved it before, and then you close it, you can't, your card is charged before Chol Hamoed, before Yom Tov, and that's it. The last day to be, the last day to cancel would be before Chol Hamoed. So is for sure okay, because even Yom Tov is okay to do that. But if it's going on Chol Hamoed, itself, l'chayra is asr. I don't know exactly, like I said, I don't know what the metzias is. However,
Airbnb anyway, if you have a property in Airbnb, they're really taking care of you.
So, really, no, but you, Lemaisa, have to give them the agreement that you're willing to rent it, not rent it. The owner.
I did that before Yom Tov.
No, no, I'm saying, let's say a guy logs into your thing on Palomoid.
Right, okay.
And now I have to approve that rental. He's renting it on Monday for Tuesday and Wednesday.
You have to approve it.
You do. The owner has to approve
it. After I booked it?
Yeah. Yeah. You don't book. There's a booking, and then they have to send you an email that the owner approves it. So, I know that because I guess I had an apartment just now in the summer. I guess when the guy saw him coming with seven kids, he all of a sudden, no, it's not approved. so you know, he canceled it. But anyway, so what about that's schiras of karka or schiras of what about schiras poilin? So I didn't see a clear makar that you're not allowed to get paid on Chol Moed in Hilchos Pragmatia and Hilchos Chira. But there is a halacha somewhere else, and Siman Tov Kuf Mem Beis, which says like this: Afilu Melachos Hamutaros, even something which is mutter to do, Einam Mutaros La'asos and Ela La'atzmoi Oy La'achirim Bechinam. You're allowed to do it for free. Avol Beschar Oser. You're not allowed to get paid on Chol Moed for work. If you have a fringe benefit, it's okay. Why is this aser? Are we talking about Zakt Mishabur Tzorach HaMoyed or Dover Ovid? It's mutter to do the actual malacha. We now get paid for it. Avo b'schar also, the kabbalas schar b'moyed is ke'uvdun d'chol dami. Okay? Now, what happens if, is this Isra on the Baal Bais, or is this Isra on the worker? It's an Isra on both. However, that's only if, see what's the case? The case is that I have a Tzorach HaMoyed that I need. I have a Tzorach HaMoyed. Now, the only way that I could, if I could do it myself, I should do it myself. If I can get a friend to do it, then he should do it for me for free, really. Right? I call someone up and he says, usually I charge for this, but I can't charge for this. Because the Tzorach HaMoyed is for the Malacha, but there's no Tzorach HaMoyed for me to get paid for this. So therefore, really he shouldn't do it to get paid.
He has his own Tzorach HaMoyed. He needs the money to put food on
his table. If he needs money, it's a different actor, right?
Right.
But he doesn't. So, it's a little interesting. So it means the guy's Mechuyev, he doesn't have to help me. But Maisa, so Zalk the Mishnah Brura, Yesh Ben Apotz Mishnah Soyim Dim, E Efshal Lila Baal Bais, Lasses HaMalacha Ela Ba'elu. These are the only people willing to do it. Ve'en Aretzim El Daf B'Zachar, and they're only going to be able to do it if they get paid, then Mutter. Because the Baal Bais has a Tzorach HaMoyed for it, so the Heter of the Baal Bais is Tzorach HaMoyed, is Matter the Malacha, it's also Matter the hiring the workers. It does not Matter the worker, though. So the worker needs his own Heter. Means it's not so posh that a worker, even if the Baal Bais has a Tzorach HaMoyed, is mutter necessarily. So if you have a plumber, I don't know, you know, you have a plumber with a Tzorach HaMoyed. What? So it would seem like from here it's better to get a goy, yeah.
But then why is it always that
unless the plumber, Ein Lam El Yechal, that's a separate Heter, Ein Lam El Yechal.
Why is Ein Lam El Yechal? Much. I'm allowed to go shopping by him and he's allowed to sell it to me. It's a two-way Heter. Why
are we
here?
Ein Lam El Yechal is because I'm also, because that's a Malacha Muteris, that's different. In Lo Mayoichal, the guy needs it for his parnasa. So a stama guy needs it for his parnasa. That's fine. That's mutter. But you know, so at the end of the day, is it better to hire a guy in this case? You have a Tzorach HaMoyed. You should do it yourself. If you can't do it yourself, you're allowed to ask a friend. If you can't get a friend, you're allowed to pay someone because your Tzorach HaMoyed is matter you to pay someone. But that does not necessarily mean that it's matter him to do it. So now he has to have a Tzorach HaMoyed for his work, which if he needs the money, he would have. But my point is that Stamazoi, doing work, which is not malacha, but you're being paid for it, is asr. So that means Stamazoi going to work would need a heter of Davar Ovid, would need this whole conversation that we're talking about, even if you're not particularly doing malacha and you're not doing schoira. What?
You're just a greeter at Walmart.
Right. Right.
And I assume that if you don't go to work and you get fired, that's a big davar.
Correct. Yes. If there's going to be a davar which is going to affect your position in the office, past Yom Tov, then that's correct. Or you lose clients. The same thing that we said before.
Also, how do you view salary? In other words, I'm not getting paid. I mean, I am, but I'm not. I don't get paid per hour. I get paid an annual salary, which gets broken up over the year. So it's not like I'm hiring
If you don't show up, you're going to lose money. But what you're losing is just minyas revach.
Is that I'm getting...
That's minyas revach.
No, but I'm getting paid for the hours I'm working? In other words...
Yeah, because if you don't go, then you're not going to get paid.
Sure you are. I mean, you're entitled to certain days off. You're entitled to...
Right.
PTO. PTO.
Right. PTO, you're right. So of course, you're still being paid whether you show up or not.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Right.
And that's okay.
So then,
yeah.
Right.
But he's saying you are getting paid if you don't show up.
You're still being paid.
He's saying then.
But you're being paid to come to work.
But he's saying if you don't come to work, you'll use a PTO. So therefore, you're not getting paid to go to work.
What if you don't want to use your PTO?
I don't know what that is. I'm assuming it means days off. paid time off, right? So yeah, you're mukhiv to use it. I don't see why not. You're being paid maisa to work. That now.
Meaning that you would have to not.
You're not paid
work,
not to show
or
up.
Can you show up and just because you have to do work or no? If I have PTO, then I'm chayiv to use my PTO.
You can't go to work. If you're going to lose your job otherwise, then what's all? But if it means you're not going to show up, they're going to take off your PTO. So, okay, so that's what
you have. There's a count. You have the PTO.
Right.
Right.
And if it's a non-paid time off, you also have to do that.
It's a chayiv double pasha. Yeah. Okay. Fine. So, is there... Yeah, I guess we still have one more shiur before Yom Kippur. Right? Next Sunday, you could still have another shiur. Okay. Mr. Shem, we'll cover some more next week.